Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
The left's new zero tolerance policy. That's the title of an article by Daniel J. Schmidt, who is litigation counsel for Liberty Counsel. I'm Matt Barber. We're going to discuss this today on Faith and Freedom. Daniel, glad to have you on again.
Glad to be here.
You wrote a great article pointing out the hypocrisy of the intolerant, quote, tolerant left. And for barbedwire.com, which is full disclosure here, I'm the editor-in-chief of barbedwire.com, and this was an exclusive column in which you point out, you use a number of examples here, but the general principle that you point out is the left's version of tolerance and their version of intolerance absolutely will not be tolerated from the left. And aren't they really the most intolerant folks among us?
Well, that's correct. And all you have to do, as I point out in the article, is look at the policies that they follow nowadays. Of course, the right is always, and conservative Christians primarily, are always accused of being the most intolerant people among us. You know, we're hateful, we're bigoted, we're all these other things. Well, if you follow the trends, the only thing that seems to be not tolerated at the moment in today's society is a conservative Christian viewpoint. And whether that be in counseling or education or increasingly in the legal profession and in all aspects of life, quite frankly, the new policies of the left are designed to silence dissent or to silence even a differing viewpoint if it will not bow to their altar of this quote-unquote new tolerant society.
And the left, they are so adept in dealing in euphemistic language. They take a word like tolerance. They completely dismantle its true meaning and its true definition, redefine it, and use it as a hammer to silence dissent. And isn't that what they're doing with this word tolerance? Tolerance used to mean, in its classic definition, that we agree to be civil and we can disagree on certain issues, but we will be tolerant of the fact that you have a differing opinion. That's what tolerance used to mean. Now, today, tolerance means, from a leftist standpoint, it's our way or the highway, and if you disagree with us, you are intolerant. So
that's
the
right.
Intolerance door only swings one way.
Yes, and let's back up for just a minute, too. Since when did this become our highest ideal? If your son is addicted to drugs or is going down a path that is going to lead him somewhere where consequences are imminent, there are negative consequences coming, and we must do something about it. Would we say our highest thing should be, well, we tolerate that. We'll tolerate the sin in your life, or we'll tolerate the destructive behavior. No, we love them and try to correct the error of their ways and discuss with them out of a spirit and heart of love that their actions and behaviors have consequences. And there's a route to forgiveness and to correcting those behaviors and to a better life. And who would we be if we were to tolerate some of these behaviors?
Well, and I think that really underscores the differing worldviews we're talking about here. The worldview of the Christian, the Judeo-Christian worldview, is that there are absolutes, there is right, there is wrong, that we tolerate that which is right. We even elevate and support and celebrate that which is right and good and true according to objective standards that are not man-made, that come from natural law and from a higher power. And then the worldview that says there is no right or wrong, and so we must tolerate all things, and that's the relativist worldview that embraces this just sweeping view of tolerance. Of course, they don't really mean what they say, because there is no right or wrong, except that the position that there is wrong is absolutely wrong.
Right.
So really, they've tied themselves into a knot here with this twisted view of tolerance.
That's correct. And this new zero tolerance policy, there's many of them. Obviously, the article is just the new zero tolerance, but it's really an intolerance as we've said, towards dissent, but it's also it's their effort to, if you will, gain a monopoly over the marketplace of ideas. I point out several examples in the article. One, several years ago, a student at Augusta State University, I believe, was in a counseling program, and she just, they had brought her a homosexual student, and she was in the clinical part of her mental health counseling degree. And they said, well, you need to affirm her, and you need to do this, and you need to do that. And what her position was is, well, I won't counsel to affirm her because that's against my sincerely held religious beliefs. I don't think that that's in her best interest. So sticking with the consistent principle of do no harm, I don't think I can do that and be consistent with that Hippocratic oath or with even my religious beliefs. So what she wanted to do was to say, well, I would refer her to a different counselor. It's not that I would impose my viewpoint on her and say, you're absolutely wrong. You need to do exactly what I say. It was not that. It was, I don't want to counsel her, and there are other people who will. So it's in her best interest to seek a counselor who will follow her consistent goals. That's better for the client. It allows the client to make the, you know, to self-determine their own goals and efforts in counseling.
And what happened to her for that?
She was kicked out of, well, she was told to do this remediation program, which was, you know, attend these gay pride parades and do all of this other stuff. As I say in the article, she was to write this two-page essay on how she had wronged people she would never encounter. And if that sounds like being invited to self-criticize before the Homosexual Politburo, I don't think you're alone, because it certainly seems like that to me. And then when she refused to do it, she was kicked out of the program.
Unbelievable. Talk about intolerance. So the message here was loud and clear that Christianity will not be tolerated, that if you hold a Christian view of sexual morality that has served the world well for thousands of years, and don't adopt their new postmodern sexual anarchist view that anything goes, if you adhere to your Christian faith and politely defer and say, I will refer her to somebody who can align their counseling with this person's goals, you can't even do business. You can't even be a counselor. You are out of the marketplace of ideas. You are marginalized, pushed to the fringes. That is, again, fascism. And that is
correct.
That is homofascism. That is liberal fascism. And that is what we are getting from the left. So, again, they don't have any truth behind their push for tolerance. It's their push for their way or the highway.
Yes, it's a complete charade and a farce, this whole, their whole notion of tolerance. And unfortunately for them, that case came a little too early, or came a little too late. There were people who got out into the marketplace of ideas and professional counseling and were doing exactly what she wanted to, although they were offering a counseling that many people seek consistent with their religious beliefs, which is, if it's a minor who's been abused by the likes of a Jerry Sandusky or anybody else, or even if he hasn't been abused, if he just begins to develop and struggle with unwanted same-sex attractions or behaviors, then because those counselors got into the field before Anderson came along, then we have to silence them. So what do these states do in New Jersey and California and in a growing number of others now? Yeah. They're trying to say, well, you can't engage in that counseling. It's professional misconduct, and we will revoke your license if you dare even mention the possibility of change, despite significant evidence, even from a former president of the APA who saw, you know, hundreds and thousands of people who benefited from this very counseling. And they attempt to revoke them and remove them from the marketplace of ideas so that no one will espouse this born that way viewpoint that they have.
That's the ploy of people who embrace totalitarianism since time immemorial. I mean, that is what they do. If you cannot win the debate on the merits, you must shut down the debate. You must close the marketplace of ideas. And you must force, under penalty of law, people to embrace your position because, again, you know, as the Judeo-Christian position, we open it up. We say, hey, let's debate these things. Let the facts fall where they may. Let's talk about true science, not your ginned-up science. You take your science and we'll compare, you know, your science to our science and let people decide. But no, you see the left, they want to shut down debate. They don't want the scientific theory of intelligent design taught alongside evolution because, well, they lose when that happens. And they know that people will see the light. Follow the evidence where it may. They don't want to follow the evidence where it may because this is not about freedom. This is not about science. This is not about getting to the truth. This is about fostering and perpetuating a certain ideology that could not be further detached from truth. Well, at Liberty Council, we're going to continue to forge ahead with the truth. Daniel, great article. I encourage people to read it at barbwire.com. Daniel Schmidt is the author, The Left's New Zero Tolerance Policy. Go to lc.org to learn more about Liberty Council and barbwire.com to read Daniel's great article.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.